Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Happy Friday, and happy Independence Day, everybody! One of the ways many Americans love to celebrate Independence Day is with fireworks. I heard that the city of Eureka has announced the return of the Independence Day fireworks show on the waterfront. If you want to light your own off this year, there are plenty of booths all over town selling them. I'm not sure if you know this or not, but the majority of those selling fireworks throughout our community this week are local nonprofits and community service groups trying to raise funds. Fireworks are a fun way to celebrate for our families, children, and teenagers. They are a symbol of freedom and patriotism. But the truth is, not everybody loves fireworks. This year, I have heard multiple people complain about fireworks. Some say that the noise causes their pets to cower and hide. Others say that the explosions bother some veterans or others who struggle with PTSD. But probably the biggest danger is caused by the drought conditions and the danger of starting a fire. Truth is, last year some friends of mine were awakened in the middle of the night on the 4th of July by a loud explosion, only to find their garage fully engulfed in flames. They later found that illegal fireworks being set off in their neighborhood had likely set their garage on fire. So this leads us to this simple riddle. To firework or not to firework? That is the question. I truly believe that no matter where you stand on the issue, we can be good neighbors. If you choose to do fireworks this year, please only use legal fireworks. The risk is much too high to take chances on shooting off mortars and other aerial pyrotechnics. It might be your house that is saved by being cautious. Also, be considerate of your neighbors. Not everyone enjoys fireworks that start at 9 in the evening and go till 3 or 4 a.m. for 4 nights straight. Also, be aware of your surroundings. Don't light them off near flammable material. We've already had a few tires in our community already. Don't forget the dry grass in the dunes does burn, so be alert. If you're not a fan of fireworks, there's something you can do too. Don't allow your dislike of fireworks ruin your 4th of July celebration. Get some hearing protection if needed. Support your local nonprofit by donating to their cause. Many of the local firework booths have some fireworks that are much quieter than others, or don't shoot showers of sparks. There are lots of tips online for those who have dogs or children who are scared of the noise. Do some research and be prepared. So if you decide to go out and light some fireworks or not, please be respectful to your neighbors. I believe we can all get along and make our community a place that we all want to live, because united we stand and divided we fall. Thank you. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.